Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, needco.com.
I might be a bigger fan of Wings than I was of the Beatles. Curtis, of course, has no idea who the Beatles were.
Nope.
That has been addressed. But Paul McCartney's birthday today?
Yeah, big birthday. 79 today.
79? Ah, I feel so old. Paul McCartney is 79 years old today.
You know what I think of Spaz?
Yeah?
He took his big break and he broke it in two.
All right. That Girl Is Mine, by the way, is the best Paul McCartney song. I know it was with Michael Jackson.
What?
But that song is phenomenal.
No. Ebony and Ivory is a better song than that. Absolutely
that
a better song than that.
It's the only bad song on Thriller.
The two greatest entertainers together. Awesome.
All right. Front Office Report with Sam Kennedy, brought to you by Unified Office, where they help restaurants maximize revenue and avoid placing customers on hold. See unifiedoffice.com for more. And joining us on the Harbor One hotline, it is Sam Kennedy of the Red Sox. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Paul McCartney would be nice one more time at Fenway.
We're ready for him. 79. That's hard to believe. Wow.
Before we talk tacky balls, how are the concerts selling? Are they all selling right out because people have been starved for a year and a half?
They are, yeah. A lot of them were pre-sold last year. Incredibly, people held on to their tickets waiting for the rescheduled dates over a year later. So it should be great events the first week of August. Looking forward to it.
All right. With regard to the ball situation, I want to know if most of the pressure on this is coming from Jordan's Furniture, because is that what's going on here?
Elliot and Commissioner Manfred have been locked into intense negotiations for the last year over this issue. Yeah, they have a lot of sway over policy and procedures in baseball. You know that.
How big of an issue do you feel like this is for Major League Baseball?
Well, I think it's a huge issue, just given you've seen the topic greatly debated and discussed over the last couple of weeks. But look, at the end of the day, this is not a new issue. I mean, there's been a rule on the books for many, many years, and it's a question of enforcement. And everybody wants the same thing, an even playing field. They started to examine this at spring training, and they determined, MLB determined, that the rules were not being followed, and it was a league-wide problem, not any one individual club. And they took significant steps to address it, which is the exact right thing to do. There's obviously going to be an adjustment period here, but I think on balance, it's the right thing to do as we get baseball back towards sort of the best version of the game that we all know and love. So it's a good thing. We're going to have to work through some of the kinks, as usual, when you have changes, but I think it's a good thing from a competitive standpoint.
You listen to the pitchers, though, and they don't seem to believe that it's a good thing. You have guys that are blaming injuries on the lack of use of it. Is that a concern when it comes to the players?
Well, absolutely. Injury is always a concern for the clubs and the players. And look, far be it from me to comment on grip or spin rate or how a player holds ball in their hand or the release point. I had a hard enough time throwing strikes in Little League, but I certainly respect Garrett Richards, especially, who came out strong on this topic. But I think at the end of the day, we all have to adjust, and we will, and we'll just keep forging ahead. And baseball did a ton of research, and is my understanding, a lot of dialogue with players, former players, current players, pitchers, hitters, to work through it, and the findings were that rosin should work, and so we should focus on following the rules. But in our case, look, this is not going to be a distraction. We're focused on trying to win this division and getting back to where we belong in the American League East, which is a really, really tough slog this year, but it won't be a distraction for us.
Sam, obviously on the field, 42-27, season high, 15 games over .500. The return of Cora has been as good as you could have asked for. But given the news and the recent stats that were sort of uncovered with since the league said it was going to begin cracking down on the sticky ball situation, the starting pitchers struggled immensely. I've seen Lou Maloney and Alex Speer wrote a column 2 days ago in the Globe sort of disputing that the RPMs were all pretty much similar. My question is, bringing back Cora after his year-long suspension for cheating, how concerned are you about the perception of the team, and do you have a zero-tolerance policy with your manager now that he's back if there were to be any illegal play from your active players?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think the first part of your question, you know, it's natural that there'd be an examination of the immediate after effect. The honest answer is I couldn't tell you if there's a difference before or after. I think you need a large sample size to examine pitching data on our roster and then league-wide. But if you look back over the last 17 days, we had 17 straight games against teams that were postseason teams last year. It was a really, really tough stretch. And frankly, we didn't pitch well. So is, you know, that related to substances or not? I honest answer is I don't know. We make the rules widely known. We ask and tell our players they need to follow the rules. We did not pitch well. We went 10-7, however, and we had a big sweep at Yankee Stadium. So thankfully, our offense carried the day. And as it relates to following the rules of the game, you know, absolutely. We've had lots of conversations with our front office regarding policies, with our guys in uniform, coaching staff, players. And we were really excited to bring Alex Cora back after he served his suspension. But we also had lots of conversations and dialogue regarding our expectations, and we expect him and everyone else in our organization to honor those expectations.
Hey, Sam, just an anecdotal observation. Going to a game in person last week at Fenway, it seemed like a much younger crowd. Do you have any data to back that up? Has it been a different demographic showing up at Fenway? And are you surprised there haven't been more fans, I guess, too? The sellouts haven't happened yet.
Yeah, it's a good observation, and we do have data that supports that. We have been selling a significantly larger number of our $9 student tickets, several thousand, 3,000-4,000 a game. It does feel and look like a younger audience, a younger demographic. kids getting out for school contributes to that. The affordably priced tickets contribute to that. There is still obviously COVID hesitancy. We've been selling around 24,000-25,000 tickets a game since we opened up to full capacity. So I think that hesitancy applies here. But I also think that we did not go on sale with our tickets back in December or January the way we typically do. And we've not allowed people to plan ahead, given we did not know when the capacity restrictions were going to change. So we've been in full-on audible mode since March, and we've been working to do the best we can. I think you'll start to see people come back as we're able to sell more group tickets into the summer months and COVID hesitancy subsides a bit. So we're really pleased that we've had great crowds, but there is a younger audience, a younger demographic, which in the long term will be a really good thing for baseball.
Well, and I would assume that the first sellout will probably be against the Yankees, right? Is that what you guys are thinking?
Yeah, we would anticipate that. We got Dustin Pedroia coming back. We're going to celebrate. He'll be pissed off if the place isn't packed for his night. You know that. So we would expect that.
The Pedroia bobblehead coming?
Life size.
Pedroia everything.
Okay.
Sam, any thoughts to, I'm sure you're aware yesterday with the hearings in the State House about legalizing sports betting in Massachusetts. Would there ever be a time where you would consider a sports book inside Fenway Park?
You know, I testified yesterday before the Joint Committee, and I think it's pretty widely known that the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins and the other leagues, the NFL was there yesterday, Major League Baseball. We have been part of a coalition for 3 years publicly supporting the need for regulated and monitored sports betting, legal sports betting here in the Commonwealth. So we're hopeful that it happens, and we should just examine best practices. We don't have any say in how the bills come together. We'll operate under whatever the law provides. But I think to your question specifically, Chris, we should look at what the best practices are around the United States. I don't know, there's 25, 30 other states that are legal. And to the extent that some of those allow sports books inside of venues, that should be examined. I'm not an expert on the topic, but I think we should look at the best bills around the country and follow their lead.
All right, Sam Kennedy, great to have you on this morning.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend. There's some breaking news, which we will get to after this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Code word this morning is Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R. Text that code word to 72881. That's 72881. And you will be eligible to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash contest. So text the code word Harbor right now to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, well,
I'm going to combine trending with the breaking news.
Okay, there's breaking news and trending.
You don't seem happy with that, but that's what I've done. Trending now, brought to you by, I got the eye roll. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Jeep Freedom Days bring trending to you. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. And the trending news, the breaking news, a Woj bomb. Per ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Celtics, Brad Stevens, active as GM now, trading Kemba Walker along with the 16th overall pick in this year's draft and a second-round pick in the 2025 draft to Oklahoma City. And returning is Al Horford with Moses Brown and a second-round pick in 2023.
What are we doing?
Wow. Well, they needed a big man. They got average Al back. Well,
that's a crap sandwich.
Yeah, but you're getting something for Kemba.
Kemba,
as Wiggy would say. I'm not so sure that that's, when it comes to what you were going to get, that's a bad deal.
You don't give up a second-round pick in 2025. Like, what the hell was that for?
He's Michael Jordan.
Brad Stevens is not planning on being here in 2025.
He's going to be at Indiana.
But a first-round pick this year, too. You had to package your first to get rid of Kemba.
What a horrible signing by Danny.
They're taking the cash. They must be taking the cash for the 16th pick. That's what it is.
The only good news with this is that we get Al Horford's sister really grumpy on Twitter every game.
I mean, Brad must have loved him some Al, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
That is bizarre.
He did work here. I mean, he was a success here.
He was.
He loved playing here.
Yeah.
Of course, he jilted Boston to go somewhere else. But
you didn't say that we get a 2023 second round pick in return.
I just read that. Dumb nuts.
Yeah. I didn't hear you.
Anyway, that's the breaking news. That's what's trending. Red Sox tonight in Kansas City at 8:10 on the Shaw's and Stone Market Red Sox Radio Network. You want to continue? You want to discuss? I've ruined the whole show now. I feel like I've let you down.
We'll take a quick break. Right. We'll talk about the Kemba Walker trade. We'll talk with Razor. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, give it up!
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger.
Well, I was planning on boating this afternoon, but now at 2 o'clock, I'm going to have to listen to angry Lou Merlone because Al Horford is once again a Celtic.
Average Al.
Average Al.
All right, so I'm going to do a awaken 180 on my take on the trade.
Oh.
I think Kemba Walker, you had $70 million left on that deal, brutal contract. You get back Horford's brutal contract, it's only $53 million. So net $17 million there. So I think there's people speculating that they might even just waive Horford.
Right.
And then that will...
Moses Brown's a pretty good player. You haven't had a center either.
Yeah, good rebounder. So
isn't this what you wanted from Brad Stevens? You can't win in this city. Danny could not get rid of Kemba Walker. Brad Stevens takes over. It's been 2 weeks, and he dumps Kemba Walker, dumps that money. Razor, Andrew Raycroft is here. You get rid of
basketball take. I got a Woj bomb first time out here. I mean, what a day. Exciting stuff.
You wouldn't shut up about Moses during the break.
I love his game. It's post work. Listen. I just can't get over the numbers as a hockey guy. It's just bananas to hear the Kemba Walker makes $34 million a year and Al Horford makes $27 million a year. I mean, they have load management. They play like 38 games a year. It's
what did you make?
Incredible.
What did you make your entire career?
I mean, my entire career. And I mean, I was lucky and I got to 12, 13. I mean, not even close. And that was for 13 years of work, 82 games every year and practicing. And, oh, man, no boats for me.
It's amazing. It really is. It is amazing.
But I agree, right? It seems like they wanted to get rid of Kemba. You get rid of him, you get a couple players that can help you and lower some money.
Right. There you go.
So that's it. Financial flexibility is how we're selling this trade. It's like, give up your first-round pick, but you have money now you can put somewhere else.
Yes. We're going to have a great expert join us here momentarily. I'm seeing this bad.
What's the difference in the loot, though? So you're trying to tell me that you would give up the number 16th pick for $20 million to save $20 million? I feel like you would pay $20 million to get that.
You gave up the 16th pick to essentially get Moses Brown. So would you not be happy? Would you be happy if your 16th pick ended up being a player like Moses Brown?
Yeah,
Right.
I think that the draft is usually like three players deep in the NBA. So at 16, if you get a guy that can start in the NBA and you get rid of a lot of dead money, I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I'm never a draft guy. You actually have a guy that can play in the league against a guy you don't even know what you're going to get. I'm not a draft guy.
Yeah. I mean, I find it hard to believe that there are that the majority of Celtics fans aren't going to be happy with this deal because of the issue with Kemba and his knee. I mean, he played every other game this year.
Yeah. I mean, depending on what Jeff Goodman says when he gets on the line, I'll maybe change my opinion a third time because nobody knows college and the pros better than Jeff Goodman.
Yeah. Is he going to join us? Is
yeah, he's dialing him now.
Okay. 617-779-7937 is the number if you'd like to be on this morning. Brad Stevens, 2 weeks into the gig. How long has he been in? 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks into the gig.
He's acting like a total masshole, just trading people left and right.
And he gets a deal done, and you got you end up with a maybe a veteran presence, somebody who likes it here in Boston, likes being a Celtic. If you don't waive Horford, and you end up, I mean, didn't we say that the young guys need some veteran leadership?
Yep.
I think honestly, it's a pretty good deal. But on the Harbor One hotline right now, we can find out what Jeff Goodman says about it. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Gus?
How you doing?
Wow, Brad Stevens. Huh? Not afraid to pull a quick trigger, huh?
I mean, 2 weeks into the gig and he makes this deal. What do you think of it?
I don't love it, to be honest. I don't love it, but I get it. Obviously, Horford's owed less money, so it gives you a little bit more flexibility. You know, Brad Stevens coached Kemba. He's coached both, so he knows him well. I don't know if either have a whole lot left in the tank, but I think ultimately it's just giving you more flexibility to go out and maybe sign or trade for another point guard because, frankly, like you can't go in with this team. I mean, you have to have a high-level point guard to win in the NBA unless you just want to give the ball to Jason Tatum and let him go to work. But you have to have a better point guard situation than what they have right now on the roster, which is what, Marcus Smart and Peyton Pritchard? And Tremont Waters, that's not going to get it done. So, you know, you swapped one bad contract for another. The other one's not nearly as bad. And you traded away a first-round pick for Moses Brown, who I've never really liked, to be honest. I know he went nuts against the Celtics.
He did.
But I think he's long like 16, and soft.
16 yeah. boards or something against the Celtics. He's not a bad player.
Greg liked his
I've
box
seen him
out.
Since he was like 15. Listen, I've seen him since he was about 15 years old. I think Boston will eat him up. Like, I just don't see him being mentally tough enough to handle Boston. You know, could he be a rotation big? Sure. He looks the part. But again, for Oklahoma City, somebody had to put up numbers. Somebody had to get rebounds. They missed enough shots.
Jeff, is this a trade that Danny wouldn't have done because of the contract he gave Kemba? It would be just sort of admitting very loudly that he was wrong, or do you think this gets done either way?
No, I don't think Danny has any problem admitting when he screws up. I don't think that's an issue at all. And I don't think anybody knew when you got Kemba that this was the Kemba you were going to get, right? Like you were hoping. I thought it was a good move. I think most people did. But Kemba is not the same Kemba, you know, knee injury-wise. And Al Horford's not the same Al Horford from 5 years ago. So it's, you know, again, it's trading one bad contract for another. You're giving up the first-round pick in order to get more financial flexibility going forward so you can make another move. I mean, that's the key now is not this move, but what's the next one for Brad Stevens? Because there better in hell be another one.
How much of it is a response to Kemba whining about the fact that that Danny tried to trade him? Do you think Brad spoke to him about that? Do you think that they were okay with that?
I think Brad could smooth that over. You know, I don't think that's as big a deal. I think it's Brad just saying, hey, at this point, we can't trust Kemba Walker. We don't know if he's going to be out. I mean, think about it. He wasn't out there for the most two most important games of the year, and those weren't the only two games he missed. So I think it was more of availability, you know, being the most important ability. And Kemba, you just couldn't trust him. And you can't trust Horford either, but it's not quite as important. And I think, again, it gives you flexibility where you can now potentially make another move to get a point guard. And I haven't looked at exactly who's on the board free agent-wise, who you could bring in. But you got to bring somebody in.
So, Jeff, do you think they'll flip Horford, or is Horford here to fill a need for them? Do you think he fills a hole here?
I mean, I don't know how you flip him because, again, his contract sucks too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, you know, you just get one less sucky contract for another. But I think Kemba, at his peak, is better than Horford. but you just can't trust that he's going to be out there. So, you know, could they go after, you know, a guy that I still say I would go after, and you guys may think I'm crazy here, but you surround him with enough guys who could score the ball, go after Lonzo Ball. I mean, he's an elite-level passer. He can guard. His shot's gotten better. I don't know what he's going to command on the market. He's a restricted free agent. But that's somebody I would absolutely look at. Knows how to play the game. And you guys know, I know the Ball family. I love Lonzo. I love, as a kid, everything about Lonzo I love, other than the fact that he's not a great shooter. But if you put him with guys that can shoot the ball, and that's what you're going to have to do if you're Brad Stevens. I'm not sure they have enough shooting right now on the court to be able to bring in Lonzo. But if you add one more shooter and then somehow, and I don't know how the money would work, bring in Alonzo Ball, he just makes people better, and they haven't had that for a while.
Never mind Moses. How would the Ball family do with Boston?
Well, the dad could be the guest host.
Man, I don't need to see him, man. I don't need to see LeVar around Boston.
Hey, that's the only,
forget everything. Strike everything I just said. Forget about it. I love Lonzo, but I don't need to deal with LeVar. Done with that.
Quickly before we let you go here, Jeff. Yeah. Any updated thought on who Brad is going to select as his successor at head coach?
I mean, the only thing I'd say to that is, like, all right, shouldn't he be far down the line at this point? Because you're making moves. I would want to know, like, all right, who's my coach going to be before I make some of these big moves? Because you should be trying to figure out a vision and a system and all those things. I don't think he's there yet, but I've said this over the last few days. Nothing's going to surprise me with who Brad Stevens hires. I think Chauncey Billups is probably going to go to Portland from everything I'm hearing. So then you're talking about who's that former player that you're going to – I don't know if he's going to get one. I could see Brad Stevens just sitting down for lunch with some little-known assistant, whether it's like a Jamal Mosley or a Darvin Ham or somebody like that, or Charles Lee, and just falling in love with him and connecting with him on a cerebral level and saying, like, this is my guy. So okay. I don't think it's going to – if gun to my head, I don't think it's going to be some big name that people are like, all right, yeah, Sam Cassell or Chauncey Billups. I think it's going to be a more obscure assistant if I had to guess, and it's a guess.
What about Rick Carlisle?
Yeah, I forgot. Carlisle happened yesterday. I would love Carlisle here. I think they need Carlisle in some respects. He's mellowed. He's not easy probably to play for. And I don't know if that fits today's young NBA superstars. I think, yes, in a way, that's what those guys need. And Carlisle's one hell of a coach. I just don't know how that works in today's NBA. I almost feel like you need guys that are going to connect with these young stars. If you don't have it, it's probably not going to work unless the guy's name is, you know, Popovich, somebody who's done it at the highest level and commands the ultimate level of respect. I think you need to go with probably a younger guy. And I would go with a former NBA player who already has some cachet, but there aren't a ton when you look down the line other than a Chauncey Billups, a Sam Cassell, who I'm not sure fits with Brad Stevens. I just don't know who that would be.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you being on this morning.
You got it. Have a good one, guys.
Jeff Goodman. Wiggy wanted a big trade in this city. He wanted Bergeron gone, Razor. He didn't get the trade he wanted. I believe that we were discussing earlier the players poll. I believe Bergie, he was tied for best overall player in the NHL.
With Sidney Crosby, yeah. Just that guy. Just very average.
Wiggy wants him unloaded tomorrow.
Get rid of that guy.
I would have paid to see how he would try and work his way around that.
That would be another hot take.
He can't blame the media. It's the players.
Yeah, it's the players.
The guys who really do it.
Yeah. This is Dan from Worcester. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
So I just called in. I want to talk about how I think they're going to be making a lot of moves, and I think that I disagree with Jeff a little bit just because I think they want to add more pieces before they get a coach so the coach knows what he's walking into. I know it would be good for them to talk about it a little bit beforehand, but I think they're going to be making some trades coming up, and it's going to attract some more coaches, maybe some higher-level coaches.
I don't know. I think he's on to something where, I mean, Brad Stevens may just go with some, you know, some assistant somewhere. And I mean, he's right about Rick Carlisle. Like, isn't the issue with those old school kind of coaches that the players don't listen to? The players run the show.
That's why Carlisle's available, because he and Luka didn't get along, according to reports in Dallas. I would be shocked if it's Rick Carlisle. I would be. It's going to be an up and coming guy or an ex NBA player. It's not going to be a guy that's been tenured in the league as a head coach.
This is Brian. Brian, what's up?
Dude, I think honestly, Brad Stevens is high as a kite. I think, you know, we should have got Damian Lillard. And then we would have got Chauncey Billups as the head coach. We would have ran it back like the 2004-05 Patriots. And, you know, we would be here today cheering, going crazy. And, you know, Boston would have treated Damian like royalty. You know that, Greg. And don't act like you don't. You know I'm done. Thanks.
I mean, we discussed this the other day. Brad Stevens is not high. He's not high as a kite. He's not high as a kite.
He's high on life.
He is a high on life guy, Curtis. You're absolutely right about that. All right. Brad Stevens makes a trade. You could talk about that all day here at WEEI. You can stream this radio station at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you can download in a moment or two, and then you can take us wherever you go for the weekend. You can enjoy the award-winning Ken and Curtis program tomorrow, beginning at 9.
9 o'clock, yep.
Ken back on the show.
Yep.
Tangway not on the show.
Correct.
How did that experiment go last week, you and Tangway?
Gary, you know, he has a lot of pointers for me. You know, every break, you know, what I'm doing wrong, you know, you're underpaid. I'm like, thanks, Gary. I didn't know that. Appreciate it. But I love Gary. He's a good guy. It's just, you know, 4 hours is a long time in one room.
All right, we will take a quick break and we'll be back with today's crossover next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.